The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Kuf Tezayin. We left over for this shir to explain the shita of the Ravid, where the Ravid holds that the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh still exists. Like we said, it's not just a love of being mitame the mokum amigdosh, but it's that the kedusha of the mokum, legabe shchutei chutz, we explained, legabe binyan mizbeach, the kedusha of Beis HaMikdash still exists bizman hazeh. It's not in its fullest form. The chi of chorus is only when the place of avoida befoil is violated, but the avoida that will be renewed, shibana Beis HaMikdash mehera, will be renewed like the Ravid says, Osid, in the days of the Bayis Shlishi, the tzura of the Bayis will be renewed in a different form. The Ravid says this was Nigla Loi B'Soyd Hashem L'Reyev. What that means explained, Ramay Shapir Zatzal, I heard this from him several times before Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, is that La Osid Lovei, the Rebbein Shem, is not just going to bring back the Beis HaMikdash, but Beis HaMikdash is really a microcosm of the whole Bria. Beis HaMikdash is the place where the Bria is in its perfection. The Bria will be a place where everybody will be able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam rules. The Teva will not, the happenstances, the coincidences, will not hide the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nigla, the Ribbono Shel Olam will be revealed, we say in the davening. V'nigla, v'ro kobosa, ayin v'ayin yira, all the psukim that that Yeshaya Novi and other Neviim speak about the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being revealed, lost and love in the middle of the Beis HaMikdash, the Avoida will be performed in a different state of the Hashros Hashem, the Rotz Hashem, shining through the physical facade of the place. Memela, the Ravid understands that in order to create a new reality, there has to be some type of lack of reality. Even though the Mokum is the Mokum of Hashem HaShkinah. But it has to be that there's a loss of Kedusha. Why can't the Kedusha just stay static? And loss of love, there'll be an upgrade. You have a certain program, Lahavdil, and you take it back to the designer for him to give you an upgrade of this year's version. Of Windows of this year. Why can it be that the Beis HaMikdash stayed B'Kedusha also, but Los Lava, the Beis HaMikdash will be upgraded to a different level of Kedusha? The Ravid understands that in the realm of Kedusha, all renewal, all rebirth has to come from a place of loss. It has to come from a place of lack, of missing, of Hester. The same way childbirth has to come from Chevle Leida. Childbirth can't just come from a woman giving birth, but it has to come from a place of Choshech. The Yoim is Hoylechacha Choshech. The Losh and the Maral is Haheder Sibas HaHavaya. What creates the new Havaya, what creates the new reality in any area in life is always a Heder, is always loss. A person is Mechadish in Torah when he has a Kasha, when he's stumped. You think about something you don't understand, then you come up with a deeper insight in the sugya than you had. That's also, by the way, the pshat, al pi drush, in why the Mishnah says, the famous Mishnah, then the Makis, where Rabbi Kiva was going with the other Tanoim, they saw the fax, the shul, Hilchuboy, they cried, he laughed, they cried because they saw Churban. He laughed because he saw the kiyum of the nevu of Zechariah. The pshat is not just that he saw, oh, the nevu is niskayim for Zechariah, so the other nevu will also be niskayim. The pshat is he saw in that, in the heder, in the laws, when a person has a good kasha, he knows that if he works hard enough, he's going to reach a good svara, he's going to reach a good depth of understanding in the sugya. When a person sees lack, loss in a mokum, heder, when he sees the hedar of Mokum HaMikdash, he knows that the only thing that's happening is that what's being prepared is a greater level of intensity of Kedusha Lost Love. The Ravid holds them in Mele, there can't be that the state of Beis HaMikdash remains static. The Chi of Chorus is not just because there's a Mokum HaMikdash. It's because the Mokum HaMikdash is in its full sense the Mokum HaVoida. It can't be a Mokum HaVoida. If it's a Mokum HaVoida, then it can't be Moile the new Madrega Lost Lovoi. Nizgala leHaravid B'Soyd Hashem LiReyav, that there has to be a loss of status in order to create, to trigger the impetus of a new creation of Lost Lovoi. That's what he says. That's the pshat in the Rive. With that hakdama, which should pull at our heartstrings in place, let's open up a window into one of the more fascinating halacha discussions that's been had over the last 150 years. It's really a discussion that goes back about 750, close to 800 years. And that is we have the Gemara, Shamati Shemakrivim Mizmanazeh. We've been discussing, according to the Rambam, the Kedushas HaMokim HaMizbeach, Kedushas HaMokim HaMikdash exists. Oichlin Kotchum Kalim, Oichlin Ma'aseh Sheni Gam Mizmanazeh. Shaila is, why don't we bring Karbonis? So we could say that it's just a practical thing because the Arabs, Yemach Shemom, don't allow us access, but Be'etzim would be shy to go up politically, without security, would be makriv. What's gonna be the taina? So let's go through, let's give a little bit historical background. The discussion was made famous by Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer. Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was the Talmud of Reb Kivega and the Nesivis. He was from the Gedolei Talmid HaChomesh Bador. He was a Rav in Prussia, in a city called Thorn. And he came up with a vision that in order to hasten Mashiach's coming, it's necessary, or it would help, to institute the bringing of Korban Pesach Bizman Hazeh. The place where he was coming from is what we just said in our Hakdama. L'chayra, once the Mokam HaMizbeach is designated a Mokam HaVoideh B'foil, so then we've created on our own that this is a Mokam where the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence is felt in its entirety. So then that would spill over, like we said, the Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, all that is a continuation of Mokam HaMikdosh. So Memela, he felt that was a Sarusa Delosata to create on our own in downstairs, so to speak, to create, to do with Karbonis in order to hasten the creation of the world at large, being a Mokam HaMasukah, being a Mokam HaMikdosh. He felt that this would help. This was in the mid 1800s. He wrote to Reb Kivega and the Sivis of Chassam Sefer, the Aruch Lener, all the other Gedolei Ador of that period. Reb Kivega and Chassam Sefer didn't disagree with him, but they went through different issues, and it's just interesting to discuss one by one. Of course, Bizman Hazeh, the idea of just stop going up to make a nationalistic statement by going to the Har Bayis has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about. He was talking about real Avodas Hashem. He was talking about a designation as a Mokam HaShuras HaShkina. That's something else. The emesis that the discussion started, there was from the Balei Tosfos, in the last of the Balei Tosfos, Rabbeinu Yechiel, there was a heightened persecution of Yidden in France, in Paris, in the mid-1200s, 1240. King Louis, there was a great debate, King Louis IX, with the Chachomim, and because of that there were persecutions, a lot of Gemaras were burned, the famous debate also that was later on. The Maram Rutenberg was there by this debate, Bitsi Rusoi, before he went back to Germany. He wrote the famous Kina Shali Sufa Baish on 24 cartloads of Gemaras being burnt in the streets of Paris, which, by the way, hastened the end of Yiddishkeit in France. At the end of the 1200s, the great community of Yiddishkeit that was in France, the Balei Tosfos, the great yeshivas, were no longer. So there he moved, Rabbeinu Yechiel moved in the year 1240 when he saw the heightened persecution. He moved with a group of Talmidim, and they moved in 1257 to Eretz Yisrael. They made a yeshuv with a yeshiva in the city of Akko. The Ramban was there for Rosh Hashanah in the year 1268, 1269, it's not clear. One of the leftover Gdoilim who was born, grew up Vaisdeis in France, and later on came to Eretz Yisrael, was a fascinating historical figure, Rabbi Shteri HaParchi. Rabbi Shteri HaParchi left France in the early 1300s. Shteri HaParchi, the name is strange, I'm not clear if that was his real name, that was a kinui. He traveled Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote about all the, he was the first one that marked the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. He wrote about the Halachos of Shvius and so on, the famous Sefer Kaftav Aferach. When he was in Yerushalayim, he reports in his Sefer to hear that Rabbeinu Yechiel was looking to institute the bringing of a carbon tzibah, of a carbon talmid. And the question is, why not? Makrivim bizman hazeh, the base of Mikdash, the Mokam HaMikdash, the Mokam HaMizbech has Kedusha. Favas Nish. Now, the obvious objection would be, same way we can't go up on the Har HaBayis b'zman hazeh, we also can't be makan korbanos b'tumah. But that's not true. Tumah t'chuy b'tzibur. Tumah t'chuy b'tzibur. If we have a problem with tumah, since we all have a problem with tumah, korbanos can't be brought otherwise, the halachas of tumah are waived, are set aside, and the korbanos are brought. Tumah t'chuy b'tzibur. Same way if all of Klal Yisrael came from Muhammad, they were all tamei, the korban pesach would be brought. The same way the korban pesach was brought on Shabbos. Zeichen Shabbos. So Grada, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Netziv, I'm writing on this topic in the late, in the Netziv's writing in the late 1800s, maybe even the middle of the 1800s, Rabbi Yaakov Emden's writing 100 years before Tzvi Yesh Kalasha. And they write that it would seem the Korban Pesach was brought after the Chum Bayis Sheni. See, they have rayas. Historically, it's brought that the Emperor Justinian, who I think was in the 4th century, banned Korban Pesach. Why do they have to ban Korban Pesach? Who was bringing Korban Pesach? It was no Beis HaMikdash. It would seem that there were some people that were still bringing Korban Pesach. So it's even later than the 4th century. It's the 5th century. Now, what they discuss, one of the things they discuss is the Rambam, the Ravid. According to the Rambam, Makriv Mizman Hazeh. What about according to the Ravid? So we said that even according to the Ravid, Makriv Mizman Hazeh, they just, the Mokum HaMikdash is not the Mokum HaVoideh Befoil. You can't build a Mizbeach there. It's not fully in, until Lo'as Lovoy, it's not fully in the state of Avodah Beis Space HaMikdash. But, maybe you can build a Bomo. You'll build a Mizbeach on the Har HaBayis as a Bomo. Again, for Korban Pesach, it wouldn't work. Korban Tzibur, discussions for what it would work. Bakabon, maybe the Halachas like the Rambam. So that was one of the Noisim that was discussed. Another Noisim that was discussed, we said, Lagabi Tumo. So today we don't need the Eifa Para Aduma. One thing that is discussed is that it's not clear whether Tumah is Hutra B'tzibah Stam, or only the Gemara tells us in the beginning of Zvachim, the Gemara talks about Tumah Hutra B'tzibah because of Tzitz Meratza. That means that whenever there's problems of Tumah B'migdosh, what's Meratza, what creates the Ritzui of the Kabbalah despite its fear of Tumah, but that's normally when you don't know about Tumah, Tumah slipped in, the Ritzui Tzitz. What happens if there's no tzitz? There's no Kohen Gadol, there's no tzitz. There's no Ritzui tzitz. Is there also Tumah Hutra B'tzibah? Not so poshut. So that's again a discussion that Gedolim had back and forth, whether Ritzui tzitz b'luchud and Tumah Hutra B'tzibah b'luchud, or Tumah Hutra B'tzibah because there is Ritzui tzitz. Another issue that was discussed was that in order to be makiv Korbanos Tzibur, you need that the Avodas Adam should be done by Kehanim. And with this whole discussion about Kehanim Yuchosim, Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Kehanim Yuchosim, we don't have any more the lineage, the tables that provided the lineage of the Kehanim 2,000 years ago. Can you rely to give an Aliyah or even to Duchin? Okay, so you have a Kohen. Pidyon HaBen, Sach HaKol, if you'd find out that he's not a Kohen, so you could always redeem by another Kohen. It's not a Issur Chomer, it's just a Shalom of Bittul Mitzaseh, even though it's brought down. There are those that are mahadur to get a Kohen Miyuchas, and the Kohen Kudu was by himself several times in order to, until he got to a Kohen Miyuchas. The question is whether this din of Kohen Miyuchas is some type of minig, some type of chumrah, or Kehane Chazoka be'etzim midaraisa. About this same way, Chazoka. Same way, how do you allow Yidin to marry Bekol? How do you know they're not Mamzeim? Regular Yidin is assumed not to be a Mamzeim until proven that way. Kehanim, anybody that the family is assumed to be Kehanim are assumed to be kosher Kehanim. Kafir Ferch says that Kehane Chazoka, they're only based on Chazoka, cannot do the Avoida. Sometimes it says no. Sometimes it says that L'chadchila we'd like Kehane Yichus, but L'maisa if not, Kehane Chazoka can. That's a chiddush. Another objection that was raised was, let's say we have kehana, but we don't have big day kuhuna. Ain't lot of big day kuhuna. How do we have oivdim to do kabbalah aloch hazrika if we don't have big day kuhuna? Why don't we have big day kuhuna? Just go about and make them. The teretz is because some of the big day kuhuna, notably the avnet, was made. I'm talking about even a kohen hedid. Was made with tchelis. So the question is, if Tzir Shkalsha says a very big chiddush, says you don't really need the avnet, it should be dyed tzavua b'tcheles, it only needs the color of tcheles, very big chiddush. The Chassam Sefer argues differently. The Chassam Sefer says that no. The Chassam Sefer says that if you don't have Bignei Kohanim, it's impossible to get Bignei Kohanim. Kohanim can do the avodah b'mechusah avodah. The Kohanim can do the avodah b'mechusah b'gadim. Very big chiddush, and it's really should be discussed in the sugis of mechusah b'gadim earlier. Another objection is we don't have a mizbech. So what's the problem? Just go build a base. Go build a mizbech. You don't have a base of mizbech. Have a mizbech in order to do the bringing of the dam. What's the big deal? So the shaila is what the size of the mizbech is. The Torah designates the size, certain amount of amos. Do we have an exact measurement of amos? Somebody machlokesin had to measure the shear of an amos. Lamaisik Dada Khan from that door, Pierce Kalisher, Tsupesak Frank, others, say that the Evid the Mizbech doesn't have to be that size, the Mizbech could be much smaller. The Mizbech could be a square armor. So make it square, make it at least a bigger armor. Would that stop you from being carbonous? There's another shell exactly. We don't know where to put the Mizbech. The Mizbech has to be in the Mokoim Hamyud Lakath. We don't know, there's a whole suffix where the wall that we have outside the koisel, the shayla, people want to stick their fingers in, they want to stick in a kvittel, shayla is going past mamish the edge, and the shayla, what's already called being on the Har HaBayis? It's not 100% clear. We don't know the exact spot of Mokom HaMikdash. Mokom HaMikdash is the exact spot where the Marishon was Nivra, okay, the Yitzchak, the whole story with Adam Kain and Hevel, Noach and Avram built Mizbechois. So the shayla is how to measure where the Mizbech should be. So Yishkalisha says maybe you can measure from the dome if you were able to go in there with police. So then you'd be able to measure. The shayla is the question is whether that's a precise measure. And in Mekoimois, the measure does have to be precise. Obviously, like we said, the Iker concern that would not even make this into an academic shayla would be for the Arabs. Security reasons. There wouldn't be security reasons, like we're saying, with the shayla of the Kohanim, the Big Dekun, the shayla of the Mizbech, the shayla of the Beis HaMikdash, the shayla of the Mokom Lalois, so on and so forth. Ben Shalom should give us the schus. The Kitcha Shnia should be Kitcha Lasid Lavoi. We should see soon the full Kedusha restored of Beis HaMikdash, of Yerushalayim, of Eretz Yisrael. According to the Ravid, the Kedusha of Beis HaMikdash should be restored in its entirety. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael should be sanctified, brought to a new level. According to the Rambam, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael should be Neschadesh, and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, Eretz Kedush, and Beis HaMikdash should be strengthened. Doesn't seem like we're going to institute Avodah before Mashiach comes, before the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. But let's at least yearn for the level of Avodah, the level of being Karbonis, which were such a totality of Ratzon Hashem, Avodah Hashem, V'Salus for all of us and for all of Klal Yisrael.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.